This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can catch the show on YouTube too at the Team 980. And you see with a pair of sweet jerseys in the background, Jim Van Stone, if you're watching, the Bullets jersey, Jim, is excellent. Of course, Jim's the president business on the business side of Monumental Sports Entertainment. Jim, welcome back to the show. And really, no, seriously, that Bullets jersey is amazing.
I appreciate it, Craig. I love the work that you do, and it's an honor to be on your show all the time. So, yeah, you know, a little old school in the background with the Wes Unseld. So, love it. Great history here with Wes.
Yeah, for sure. So we're having Jim on today on the heels of him being able to show kind of the new renovations at Capital One Arena. A bunch of people, including our own Chris Russell, went through last Wednesday. Unfortunately, I had to go to Ashburn to Commanders practice, but Jim and I are going to, I'm going to get a tour soon. So we'll get that all straightened away. But some of the things I was able to see in both the material you guys sent along and some of the news that came out of it, Jim, very, very cool. Very, very interesting. Why, first of all, like why now in terms of giving fans the update here? What kind of thresholds have been, or milestones have been reached, thresholds have been crossed that you guys are ready to show off some of the initial work that you're doing at Capital One?
Well, you know, for the last probably 6 to 9 months, we've been in heavy design and development mode from that standpoint, really planning everything. We started around the first of the year doing some work behind the walls, you know, and now this summer we are fully closed for, you know, the next 3 summers. So a lot of work being done right now. So we just felt it was an opportune time, you know, to really share everything that's going on. We've got about 600,000 square feet of space that's under construction right now that Knock on Wood will hopefully be ready in the fall. That's the game plan. And we just opened our brand new preview center, the Reserve. So we're really excited about everything. And it was just a great opportunity for us to start to showcase to the fans, you know, what we're going to build here over the next couple of years. And we're also actively inviting our clients down for tours. So they're going through a great preview center experience and, you know, really seeing some of the visuals of what we're trying to build out long term.
So one of the things I did notice that kind of goes in conjunction with what you just said, right, is the higher end suites are at the start here. You're having clients, so there's a very corporate element to it. It's worth saying, like, you guys are renovating Capital One from top to bottom. No matter where you sit in the stadium, you are going to get a better experience based off of the plans that you guys have, assuming they come to fruition. Why start on this higher end, if you will? I mean, it might just be pure logistics of construction, but I figure it's worth asking the question because the largest group of people that are ultimately going to be affected are going to be those of us that sit up in wherever seats. So why is this the order of events that's
A great question. And honestly, if you ask me, the project that I'm most excited about is what we're going to do in the upper level. It really is going to be transformative for the 8,000 people that sit up there. The reason that we started off in, you know, kind of the basement, the event level, is we have to work our way up. So, you know, a lot of the player and athlete spaces, the artist residencies are the work that's being done this summer. We are doing some additional VIP club spaces that we have on the event level. But, you know, every level of this building is going to be completely transformed. We're going to have 8 new entrances into the building. We're going to have 4 to 6 VIP entrances. Vertical transportation is being more than doubled. you know, from that standpoint. I think we're going to have nearly 22 escalators or elevators in the building. So everything is going to be overturned. And what you see in the finished product is not anything of what people have experienced the last 25 plus years here. So everyone's going to be impacted, you know, from that standpoint. But the whole project for us, Craig, is all about the fan experience and the fan engagement. I mean, you know, we want people to feel connected, and we want people to really have an opportunity to come down here and have an immersive experience. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that's really exciting across the board is, as you know, our building, we have tight concourses. I mean, we're expanding the concourses. There's a lot more dwell space, a lot more social spaces for our guests to congregate in. So I think, you know, it will be truly transformational for us. And, you know, but we had to start at the event level and the basement level and work our way up. So that's why some of the work that's being done right now is heavily focused on kind of that first level.
Jim Van Stone, the president of business operations at Monumental Sports Entertainment, with us here on The Hoffman Show. So when we ultimately get to those second and third phases over the next couple of summers, and those kind of more general fan experiences that most people are buying, like, how do you expand a concourse? Like, are you changing the angles of the seats? Like, what? How does that work, Jim?
So we have a lot of office space in the building. So a lot of our office space is moving towards next door into the Gallery Place, you know, office center location. So we're picking up a lot of, you know, square footage that we never really had the ability to optimize before. You know, remember the old Vita gym at the corner of 7th and F? That's being transformed.
I've worked out there more than a few times.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, we're able to reimagine, you know, the building in a really robust way. And I think picking up the additional square footage for us was really key. I think the other piece is, you know, being able to expand over into Gallery Place really changes the dynamic for us. We're going to have a second main entrance into the building, which is going to be the Grand Pavilion, which is the Gallery Place Pavilion. So, you know, I think really just having a very thoughtful approach to the current square footage, what we can do to maximize it, I think is leading us into, you know, a realm of having a lot more opportunities for guests. And I do think it really is going to change the game day experience here. We expect people to come earlier now because we've got these social spaces. We expect people to stay later and, you know, knock on wood, hopefully everyone sees a great game on the court and the ice and, you know, certainly want to come back for more. But, you know, our whole vision of this transformation project is, you know, really to make the building one of the best in the country. I mean, right now we're, you know, roughly top 10 nationally, top 20 globally. We have a goal of getting top 5 nationally and top 10 globally. We want to bring more events into the building. And, you know, I look at the landscape the next 3 years. We've got the NCAA Sweet 16 next year. We've got the Frozen Four the following year. Then we've got the Women's Elite Eight in 27. So if you look at that coupled with, you know, really the opportunity to bring in all-star games here, you know, we've got the ability to really transform this building in a really robust way.
Point of order, Jim, when you say top 10 or top 20 globally, like what building rankings are we talking about? What are the criteria there that you're trying to hit?
I think it's number of events and it's amount of people through the building. So gotcha. Those are the two dynamics that we really look at from that standpoint. I mean, so we want to bring in more events to the building. You know, we want to optimize the building in a really great way from that standpoint. And, you know, I think we already bring a lot of world-class events to Capital One Arena, but we want to do it on a higher scale as we move forward.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jim Van Stone with us here on The Hoffman Show. All right, let's get into the food that I missed last week. Like, who are you working with here? Some of the stuff looked amazing. Obviously trying to elevate that experience for guests all around the building, but especially in some of these suite situations, which I'm sure plenty of our listeners also get to experience through work or whatever as well. So who are you working with there to try to elevate that experience?
So great question. I think it's not who we're working with, it's how we're working. I mean, you know, one of the things with the building being built in the late 90s, we had 3 kitchens in the building. We're going to go up to nearly 15 kitchens in the building. So that allows for a completely different dynamic of food preparation and food delivery from that standpoint. So that's one of the things that's really exciting. We've got an incredible partnership with, you know, Aramark on that end. We are still going to have and look to do a lot of local partnerships with a lot of the different celebrity chefs and great restaurants in the community. And, you know, I think for us, you know, diversity of food options is really paramount, you know, for us and really of key interest. But I think the biggest thing for us that helps us is that full change on the culinary preparation spaces. So having more kitchens to be able to do fresher food, you know, more farm to fork opportunities, more diversity is going to be fantastic. Don't get me wrong. People love to come to these arenas and stadiums and eat popcorn, hot dogs.
For sure.
Chicken fingers. But hopefully we'll have a lot more, you know, as we kind of move forward on that standpoint. So we definitely are going to scour the local community to continue the great relationships that we've had with a lot of chefs in the marketplace, but, you know, hopefully be able to do more as we move forward.
In terms of affordability for that the food and beverage, you know, there's the classic kind of example of like, what does it cost to take a family of four to a game? Like, is there anything that's happening with the arena that can help on that front? The answer might be no, like the economics are the economics, but I'm curious, since there's so many moving parts, how that ultimately affects the cost of tickets, food, parking, anything else that goes into taking a classic family of four to a Capitals or Wizards game.
You know, we're in the early stages of our planning process, Craig. We haven't really determined pricing or anything from that standpoint. I think in the first phase for us, you know, it's really the design and the layout of a lot of the different food concession opportunities we have. I mean, we're hyper-focused on technology, getting people in and out of lines quicker so they don't miss any of the action that's taking place inside the bowl, you know, from that standpoint. So that's really the first phase of what we're looking at, you know, is the efficiency levels of delivering the food in a really fast format. I mean, we don't want people waiting in lines. I mean, we are going to grow the concession space by almost 60% over what we have currently right now. So, you know, but getting people through and getting them to be able to pick and choose exactly what they want in a quick fashion and get back to their seats is really the key focus right now. I think we're going to have probably something for everyone when it comes to, you know, the cost and the options and everything from that standpoint, but we're still a little bit in the early stages, you know, of that process right now.
Understood. When you talk about some of the other opportunities that exist outside the current Capital One space, you go into Gallery Place, you go into the old Vita, you go into everything that was around there. You mentioned some of that's going to become office space for Monumental, but from a fan facing experience, what else is going to be built there? What are some of the ideas?
All those spaces, but are going to become fan facing spaces. We're actually moving our offices out of the building into the Gallery Place office complex.
Okay.
Door. So it really is opening up the entire landscape and footprint of the building. So, you know, we're looking at that from, you know, more ingress and egress opportunities to get people in and out faster and hopefully through, you know, a very secure format. We're looking at adding more concessions, more restrooms. I mean, you know, it's really transforming every aspect of the building and it's allowing us to pick up square footage on every level to really make, you know, the building, you know, much more optimized for the fan experience from that standpoint. So, you know, that scope and space for us with moving that office space off site, you know, is really a game changer overall. And retail is going to be a big part of that too. I mean, you know, one of the things we are doing in the Gallery Place area is adding in kind of the shopping district, a brand new 12,000 square foot team store. The people are going to go from the 12,000 square foot team store into the pavilion, and that's going to be where they're through and into the arena already. So, you know, optimizing some of the entry points to allow people to get in earlier. But once you get into that pavilion, which is going to be filled with destination locations from concessions, also probably bar experiences, you know, it's really going to seamlessly flow into the arena complex itself.
So that's kind of what I was getting at, is there will be restaurants, bars, places to hang out that are outside of the core basketball / hockey facility. That in a way, like what it used to be in some of the Gallery Place side of it, but also probably, I'm guessing, a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, you know what? Very similar in scope. You're right on that end, except for, like, we're going to open up the arena side into the pavilion. So people are already going to be ticketed through there. So it's going to be a seamless back and forth, you know, into the venue itself. And then, you know, part of the pavilion, we're actually adding some vertical transportation to get people to the second level. And then they're going to be able to walk across the bridge into the second level of the arena. So, you know, really, you know, making that whole process more seamless and frictionless for guests is a primary focus for us.
I think vertical transportation is my new favorite phrase.
Oh, I love it. You know what? There's nothing worse than just waiting to try to get to your seats. I mean, you know, everything Ted said, make it new and let's focus completely on the street to seat experience for guests and getting them to their location as quickly as we can. So we feel pretty good about it. But yes, vertical transportation is a hot word.
I love it. I love it. Jim Van Stone's with us, president of the business operation at Monumental Sports, talking about Capital One Arena. Although I want to go a little bit beyond here, Jim. Last week, the silliest people in my business lost their minds when Caitlin Clark got hurt, which happened right ahead of the big game for the Mystics and Fever in Baltimore. And then people still went to the game, Jim. Imagine that. What did that say to you, though, as the president of the business operations, to see such a significant crowd still show up in Baltimore? Although we can acknowledge, like, Caitlin Clark's the biggest draw in the WNBA. There's no doubting it. And I'm not trying to put down Caitlin at all. But the fact that you still got such a great crowd in Baltimore, what did that mean to you and your team?
I think it says completely women's sports is booming. You know, there is an excitement level and Caitlin is absolutely phenomenal, but these other stars are equally as desirable for people to see. And I look at some of our young rookies, whether it's Kiki or Sonya, I mean, people want to see these players and these athletes are absolutely incredible. The energy in the building was phenomenal. It was really, really great. And you know what? It was an outstanding game. We played really, really well, but you know, for us, what was really cool about it, and granted, in the future, we want to bring more of those games to Capital One Arena. However, you know what? The ability to really make this a truly DMV approach, it was awesome to be able to play a game up in Baltimore. So, but I think, you know what, women's sports and especially the WNBA is growing rapidly from that standpoint. And there is a lot of demand and we're seeing demand across the board. We're seeing demand from a ticketing standpoint and highly demanded. I mean, every single game that we have at Care First Arena, we sell out, you know, which is phenomenal. The crowd up at CFG was awesome. The crowds that we're going to bring over to Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax County are going to be equally as strong. But the other piece I think that's really a dynamic that we're seeing is corporate America jumping on, you know, in a really robust way. And we've had some, you know, great partnerships that we've been able to announce recently, including our most recent jersey partner with Vanda Pharmaceuticals. We just announced a brand new deal with TJ Maxx. So, you know what, we're really excited about what the landscape is. And I think it's, everyone wants to be involved, which, you know, being in the WNBA for as long as we have at Monumental and, you know, me personally, I mean, it was a long time coming. It should have happened a lot sooner. But let's ride this and let's continue to build this business in a really big way. In a perfect world for us, Craig, and I think I mentioned this to you before, every NBA team should own a WNBA team. There should be 30 teams in the WNBA, just like there is the NBA. And that's where you bring scale. And, you know, I think there's a lot of excitement right now with, you know, the expansion process and, you know, adding two more teams next year says a lot of really great things about the league and its growth and potential.
Yeah, well, I mean, if everyone would sell out the way the Valkyries are, then we touched on yesterday. Valkyries sold out every single game this season in Golden State, which is amazing. Yeah. And they're doing that at Chase Center where the Warriors play, which leads me nice and smoothly into the next question, Jim, which is you have, like you said, the opportunity presents itself because of the construction of Capital One to have this DMV approach. But ultimately, you're going to want to bring as many Mystics games as possible, theoretically, to Capital One Arena. So what does that look like over the next 2 years? Obviously, there's none this summer. Is it going to be possible with the next phases of construction to bring the Mystics back to Cap One at all? Or is this kind of the approach the next 2 years? And once the construction is done, the Mystics will play X amount of games at Capital One Arena.
It's probably a little too early to tell right now. I mean, you know, hopefully in a perfect world, maybe there's a way of either front ending or back ending, you know, some games to be able to play here at Capital One Arena. I mean, we love Care First Arena in that building, and it's incredible, you know, team advantage over there. I mean, but yeah, I mean, the demand is getting really, really high. So our ability in the future to move more games to Capital One Arena would be fantastic. But, you know, I think, you know, we want to do it in the right way. And, you know, we want to make sure that the building's, you know, prepared to be able to handle upwards of 20,000 people coming out to the game. So we'll have to probably most likely play it by ear over the next 2 years as we get through the development. But, you know, beyond that, I mean, I think it's an exciting roadmap in the future. So hopefully we'll see more games here.
Last thing for Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations at Monumental Sports Entertainment. I know in the negotiations with DC, whatever those were, it feels like 7 years ago, but also last month, you probably know exactly when they were. My mind is scrambled eggs on that stuff.
I liked your idea 7 years ago. You know what? Now we're all moving forward and excited about what the future is building in this arena.
Yeah. So when like ultimately you guys are able to get things worked out with the city, one of the things that was kind of in the TBD bucket was a Wizards specific practice facility. You guys have the facility at Care First Arena now that is shared between the Mystics, the Go-Go, and the Wizards. And I know there was a desire, or at least there was in some of the planning expressed desires to secure another location. And that was kind of floating out there. Is there any update on that, Jim, in terms of where that could be or where you, how you guys are approaching that?
No, good question. We're actively involved in researching and everything from that standpoint. We're going to remain in the city, so it'll be a location in the city. I think we're still, you know, looking at a couple different locations from that standpoint. Hopefully, we'll have more news to come over, you know, the course of the next 6 months or so. But, you know, I do know we're going to remain here in our home place, which is Washington, D.C. And you know what? It's important for us, you know, as we kind of move forward to have that opportunity. And you know what, we're still going to maintain Care First Arena and the arena over there, which we think is absolutely spectacular. So I think we've got, you know, a good runway ahead of us. And, you know, we're still in the fact-finding phase right now of the best location.
Jim Van Stone, President of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. I will see you soon, sir. Probably, hopefully on Thursday. Speaking of Care First Arena, I think we're doing the show Thursday there. Now I'm just going to keep saying it until my bosses go, yeah, no, you are. So I think Thursday ahead of the Liberty game, we'll be in the concourse live. So hopefully I'll definitely be there on Thursday night, whether I hop over after the show or doing the show live. So hopefully I'll see you on Thursday if you'll be there, and we'll see each other around Capital One with a hard hat soon.
I appreciate it, Craig. Thanks for all the great work you do, and it's a pleasure to be on the show all the time.
Thanks, Jim.
This is the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.